Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska State Troopers provide additional details on the situation that led to the arrest of 60-year-old Anchor Point resident Brett Herrick Tuesday morning in Anchor Point. An Alaska State Trooper assigned to Anchor Point observed 60-year-old resident Brett Herrick at a business in downtown Anchor Point at 1:07 p.m. Monday. Herrick, known to have multiple warrants out for his arrest, the trooper contacted Herrick to attempt to arrest him on his outstanding warrants. During the contact, Herrick produced a handgun and fired on the trooper, striking him multiple times. The trooper also discharged his service weapon during the incident. As an additional trooper arrived at the scene, Herrick reportedly fled the area on foot. Law enforcement from across the region, the Department of Public Safety Aircraft Assets, and the Alaska State Trooper Special Emergency Reaction Team members from across the state descended on Anchor Point to search for Herrick. Search efforts were ongoing throughout Monday and into the evening. On Tuesday at 8:40 a.m., an Alaska State Trooper search team located Herrick near his Anchor Point residence while following up on a tip. Herrick was arrested without incident for his outstanding four arrest warrants, as well as additional charges anticipated for the incident that happened on Monday. The injured trooper, currently in fair condition, is receiving medical care at an Anchorage area facility. The name of the trooper that discharged the service weapon will be released after 72 hours in accordance with the department policy. The Alaska Bureau of Investigation is conducting a thorough investigation of the incident, and once their investigation is complete, it will be forwarded to the Alaska Department of Law's Office of Special Prosecutions for review. State troopers say that Herrick has been remanded at the Homer Jail on charges of attempted murder and first-degree assault. His bail will be set at arraignment. The shelter-in-place announcement through the Kenai Peninsula Borough Office of Emergency Management has since been lifted. Over a dozen more deaths are being linked to COVID-19 in Alaska. The State Department of Health and Social Services reported 13 new coronavirus deaths yesterday, raising the state's death toll from the pandemic to 419. Four of those deaths were from the Kenai Peninsula, including a female Soldotna resident in her 70s, a male Homer resident over 80, a male Homer resident in his 50s, and a male Homer resident in his 50s. Health officials say 12 of the new deaths were identified through routine death certificate review. The health department also reported 593 additional cases of COVID-19 yesterday, including 562 resident cases. Several were reported across the Kenai Peninsula, including 30 cases in Soldotna, 26 in Kenai, 17 in Seward, 9 in Homer, 5 in Kenai Peninsula Borough North, 5 in Nikiski, 4 in Sterling. Additionally, there were 31 new non-resident cases, including 3 in Seward, 1 in Homer, and 1 in Soldotna. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink said the Delta variant has become the dominant variant in Alaska, which transmits more easily than other variants.
Delta continues to be widespread. Reports out nationally, we're about 97% of all sequence cases nationwide are Delta variant cases. And because of Delta variant, we are seeing many things, but including the Delta variant that moves more easily from person to person. We continue to see a lot of cases across the state.
The current statewide alert level, based on the reported number of cases per 100,000 people over the past 7 days, is high at 453.1. 26 areas of the state are listed as being in the high alert level. 60% of Alaskans 12 and up have received their first vaccine dose. 53.9% of Alaskans 12 and up fully vaccinated. 45.8% of the Kenai Peninsula region fully vaccinated. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.